Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren, brought to you by MesquiteGolfPackages.com. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hey there! As we say in South Carolina, welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. I'm Mitch Lawrence. Yes, I am in South Carolina, the beautiful seaside golf capital of the world, Myrtle Beach. Darren Bunch out there in California. Beautiful California. Darren, how you doing, man?
I expected you to do that with a little Jeffrey Tambor. Hey there!
Well, I figured you'd take care of that.
Great to be on the show today. Looking forward to a lot of great golf talk. Our buddy Jason Deegan from Golf Advisor is back, and we're going to talk about golfing in Mississippi, one of my favorite states to go play. And there's a great project down there, Mossy Oak, that has just been built across the street from Old Waverly, which is a great historic club. And it's just a wonderful place to be, and I can't wait to talk to Jason about it. And it may just be me and Jason talking, and we just may not let you say anything, Mitch.
That's fine. That's all right with me, because you know what I'm going to be doing while you and Jason are talking?
I'm drinking.
Here's what I'm going to be doing. 12-year-old Cardew, single malt. There you go, Darren. As we do here at Talking Golf Getaways, we like to get started with a wee nip. It's our tribute to the origins of the game. But this is going to be, as you said, a great discussion. It's what we do here on Talking Golf Getaways, turn people on to great destinations, golf, lifestyle, places to stay. And you can find all of it at our new home at golfnewsnet.com, on iTunes podcasts, and tune in. You can find Darren on social media at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me at Mitch Lawrence, LauranceE, on Twitter and Instagram. We hope you'll interact with us, give us suggestions, and talk to us about what you love about golf travel like we do. We're lucky to have once again Jason Deegan on Talking Golf Getaways, senior staff writer for Golf Advisor, who's reviewed, it says roughly 800 courses. I got to say, if there's anything about 800 courses, it's pretty much got to be rough. In 18 countries since 1999, he's an award-winning writer, Golf Writers Association of America, the Michigan Press Association, lives in the Bay Area, but obviously as part of being Jason Deegan, Golf Advisor, which is how you can find him on Instagram. You can find him on Twitter, at World Golfer. So both of those handles should tell you the reputation and the resume of Jason Deegan. And we're glad to have him with us on Talking Golf Getaways. Deegs, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be home in my home office for a couple of days. It's been a crazy fall traveling.
Well, Deegan, it says 18, Mitch said 18 courses, but you just went to South Africa, so I'm guessing maybe that number's 18 countries. I'm guessing that number has gone up, huh?
Yeah, you know, this fall I've had my first trip to Asia, South Korea, and my first trip to continental Europe for golf, France. So, like I say, it's been kind of crazy busy.
Oh, that's awesome. So we want to dive in on something. I know that you're planning a trip to Nuevo Vallarta, which is a Greg Norman course in Mexico. I know you just made a trip to Mossy Oak down in Mississippi. It seems like nobody is shying away from building new golf courses, and definitely you get to see a lot of these golf courses just as they're opening. Do you think it's worth the risk to all these places, or is it kind of a case-by-case basis?
I think it's definitely a case-by-case basis, and I think it's definitely makes sense that these courses are popping up in places that where it makes sense. Developers aren't just building golf courses just to add golf courses anymore. It's part of a business plan. Mossy Oak is a perfect complement to Old Waverly across the street, and I think Old Waverly couldn't attract traveling golfers without Mossy Oak. So it's kind of a symbiotic relationship where it makes perfect sense to add a new golf course.
Let's talk about Mossy Oak. Both of you have actually been there. So I wanted to ask each of you, I wanted to get some kind of sense of what to expect there, what makes it special, and why would I make the trip to Mississippi to stay and play?
Darren, fire away.
Darren, let's start with you.
Well, it was funny. I looped it together in a bigger trip, and I've always loved Mississippi. I've played a lot of golf down on the coast. I've been nearby, played in Philadelphia, Mississippi, at Dancing Rabbit. So I think that Mississippi is one of those underrated states for me that has a lot of great golf throughout the states. And it's a fun state to kind of travel through if you just like small town America. And for me, I took this latest trip with my wife, we just had a blast kind of exploring the entire state. And then Mossy Oak itself and Old Waverly Club, you know, they're definitely at the top of places that you would want to play golf in this country. How about you, Jason?
I think the best way I can describe why you should go to Mossy Oak is, you know, the two places I compared it to when I set foot on property are the Prairie Club in Nebraska and Stream Song in Florida. I mean, those are two premier golf resorts, and Mossy Oak had that feel. So, you know, Mossy Oak has that destination caliber quality of a course and experience. Everybody has to take a caddy, so that adds a whole new element to the round of golf. So it's definitely worth, if you consider Mississippi kind of out of the way or not on high on your list, you might want to bump it up a bit because it's really strong.
Talk a little bit too, Jason, about one of the things that struck me about it's a Gil Hance design, and obviously Gil is really hot right now in his designs around the country and around the world. But it's a pretty small piece of property. I mean, Mossy Oak is kind of tucked into just some rolling hills. There's one spot on the golf course where you can see pretty much the entire golf course. There are a lot of holes that are almost shared fairways. You know, talk about that kind of almost a land conservation idea that I think Gil Hands really routed pretty expertly.
Yeah, you know, I got a chance to play with the director of golf, Chris Jester. Great guy, really good golfer. And, you know, we were talking about a couple of the holes that had kind of these shared fairways. And, you know, he said, you know, some of the strategy is to actually go to a part of the shared fairway that's closer to the other hole than it is to your hole. Like for the third hole, for example, it's a drivable four. There's kind of a sliver of fairway to the left that kind of provides you a better angle. So I think Gil used these kind of, you know, fairways that bleed back and forth really, really interestingly. You know, they're part of the equation in terms of how to solve the golf course and how to score better.
You know, it's interesting to me. I haven't been there, both of you have, but everything I've seen and read about both these places, and we might mention Old Waverly, because we're talking a lot about Mossy Oak, but Old Waverly, it's only been there for about 30 years, but everything I've read, it seems like it's been there for 100. We mentioned Gil Hands. Old Waverly is a Jerry Pate and the late, great Bob Cupp. I always like to play any place I can with his name on it. It's got a ton of history, the U.S. Women's Open there, SEC Championships, the Women's Mid-Am, the USGA event in 2006, and Gil Hands. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to get over to the teaching center, but Gil Hance is designed the practice area and the driving range at Old Waverly, which is now the new home of the Mississippi State golf team. So it seems like there's a ton going on right in that little kind of pocket that you're talking about.
I think what strikes you about Old Waverly is you turn into the driveway, and it kind of has like an Augusta National type feel to it. I mean, you're looking down this narrow chute of trees. You're looking at this beautiful Southern style clubhouse with pillars or columns out front. you know, it just feels really classy, like as soon as you get inside the gate. So I think that first impression kind of sets the whole tone for, you know, what's a really classy golf experience.
And it truly is like a 1-2 punch, Mitch. You know, like Jason said, it's, you've got this classic golf club in Old Waverly, and then you've got Mossy Oak, which is kind of this new Prairie Links experience out there. And they're across the road from each other, and they're night and day in the experience. And so one of the things I was surprised by is I never knew that Old Waverly, even though it's a private club, has always been available for outside play as long as you stayed on property. And now when you think, boy, I can come there for 2 or 3 days, I can play Mossy Oak and Old Waverly. And I don't know how Jason feels, but the accommodations, they've got some great 4-bedroom accommodations that are overlooking this large pond or small lake, depending on how you want to say it, that is ringed with golf holes as part of the Old Waverly routing. It's just really a great stay and play place, and the food and beverage is outstanding as well in the historic clubhouse at Old Waverly. Some of the best gumbo I've ever had in my life. It's really a great place. Talk a little bit, Jason, about the stay and play experience that you experienced.
Yeah, you know, so there's three kind of different components. You know, I stayed in one of those cottages you're talking about, very comfortable, great for, you know, buddies trips or kind of guy bonding type experiences. They have villas and condos, which are, you know, can be for more families or larger groups. So they, and it's all walkable from the clubhouse. So you can kind of just stay on property, park your car, not worry about it, and just kind of go back and forth to the clubhouse, which has all the food and drink you could ever want. And Mossy Oak's going to kind of try and replicate that. They hope to add a bunch of cottages in the next, I'd say, I don't know, 8 months to a year. So you can stay over there as well. So, you know, the model works at Old Waverly, so they're going to add that model to Mossy Oak.
Last question, Deegs. Darren, I know, came down from Nashville for his trip. He mentioned it was part of a larger trip that he was taking. Was this a one-off for you? Did you just go down and spend some time at Mossy Oak and Old Waverly, or do you have any tips for people who are kind of driving around just making this a part of another trip?
Yeah, you know, I just made it a long weekend, and, you know, I flew in from California, had to fly through Atlanta. There's a small regional airport called the Golden Triangle Airport that's about 25 minutes from West Point, which is where Old Waverly and Mossy Oak are located. So, you know, it is a little bit difficult to get to from, you know, from an air perspective, but, you know, there's only 4 flights in and out of this tiny little airport, and they all go to Atlanta. So you kind of have to go through Atlanta to get there. But, you know, regionally, if you're driving in, there's, like Darren mentioned earlier, Dancing Rabbit is great for golf. If you head down to the Gulf Coast, lots of great golf there. So Mississippi should definitely be on your radar.
All right. Well, it certainly is on mine now. It all sounds great. And Mossy Oak and Old Waverly sound like a place we all want to get to. So thanks for sharing that, Deegs, and Darren too. Interesting to hear both your takes on it. We've had a great time talking to you, Jason. We've already talked South Korea. We've talked Royal Links in Las Vegas. Now we're talking Mississippi. And we are also going to get a chance to give you the ultimate golf travel quiz when you do your emergency 9. So we're looking forward to that. Thanks for being with us for this episode. And we will we'll talk to you soon. We know that.
Thanks, guys.
Talking Golf Getaways is the show. As always, you can hit us with golf travel questions, suggestions for episodes, favorite places to play, to stay, to eat. Hashtag Talking Golf Getaways. Hashtag Emergency 9. Hashtag 2 Haggis Bags. We're pushing for that one. At any of them. We're glad to interact with you and get your thoughts on golf and golf travel. We'll talk to you soon. Until then, keep running down that dream. Come on, Tom Petty.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.